more promising news in the development of a coronavirus vaccine. Drug maker AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford said today that trials of their vaccine show it is highly effective, preventing the disease in the majority of people who took it. Earlier this month, Pfizer and Moderna said their vaccines appear to be about 95% effective. Let's bring in Governor John Bel Edwards, a Democrat from Louisiana. Governor, welcome. And first of all, the virus is surging again in Louisiana and across the country. Will you be ready to immediately get a vaccine out to the public once it's approved?
Yes. We've been working extremely hard, and we're coordinating directly with General Perna, who is running Operation Warp Speed, at least from a logistical distribution perspective. Last week, we were one of five or six states to actually have a green status on this. But that is not to say that we're comfortable. We're continuing to refine our plan every day and making sure that the folks across the state of Louisiana understand what that plan is. And you know, there are complexities around ultra-cold storage. There's complexities around the fact that depending on which vaccine you're talking about, you have to have two doses, either 21 days apart or 28 days apart. And we think we might start administering vaccines in the second half of December. Don't know the date yet and don't know how many doses we will get initially, but we feel really good about where we are.
Well, Governor, as you know, African Americans are dying at disproportionately high rates in this pandemic. Do you have a plan to make sure that the vaccine is distributed equally among different populations of people?
Well, first of all, we were the first state in the nation to report the disparate impacts of COVID-19 on people by race. Very shortly thereafter, I created a health equity task force, and that task force is helping us in every aspect to respond to COVID-19 with resource allocation and different planning. And by the way, it's going to go beyond this pandemic, too, because the pandemic just put a bright light on something that's been a problem for us for a long time. But we know we have too many poor people, too many African Americans who have hypertension, diabetes, heart disease, kidney disease, obesity, those types of things, and our hospitals to make sure that we have an equitable plan for the allocation of the vaccines. And that is a key pillar in our approach.
How concerned are you about the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday? We've all seen the pictures of packed airports over the weekend.
Yeah, very concerned. Thanksgiving should not look this year like it's looked in previous years. And by the way, Christmas either. Do it with people who are part of your immediate household and then virtually join the others together, whether it's a Zoom meeting or maybe a telephone call. I'll be staying home with my wife. And, you know, I come from a family that were 8 kids. My mom is still with us, and I let her know that for the first time in many years, we're just not going to be gathering. And if people insist on doing this for Thanksgiving, there will be a lot of families that come Christmas, they will regret it.
Governor, on the issue of coronavirus relief, how urgent is the economic crisis in Louisiana? And should Democrats approve a more modest relief package, less than the $2 trillion deal that Nancy Pelosi is trying to get through the House?
Look, if the Democrats in the House have something that's a little over $2 trillion and the Republican-controlled Senate says $1 trillion, somewhere between those two numbers is a compromise. They need to get to it. It is incredibly important. Our unemployment insurance trust fund is at zero. And I really believe that one more round of stimulus would do it, because with any luck, by May or so, we will have administered enough vaccine to create finally the kind of herd immunity that people have been talking about. And I'm encouraging Congresswoman Pelosi, I should say, Speaker Pelosi, and the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, to sit down and figure this thing out. It is sad that there's so much that they agree on, and they still can't move forward on things that they agree upon.
Before I let you go, Congressman Cedric Richmond, a Democrat from New Orleans, has been tapped to serve as one of President-elect Joe Biden's senior advisors. And progressives in the party, as you know, took issue with that because of his ties to the oil and gas industry. How do you think Joe Biden is walking this line as he tries to navigate the rift between moderates and progressives in your party?
Well, look, I think he's doing just fine. And the idea that somebody who is a congressperson from Louisiana should be disqualified from working in the White House because they accepted contributions from the oil and gas industry is just ridiculous. Like it or not, fossil fuels are going to be around for decades longer. There will be a transition to cleaner and renewable forms of energy, but that transition is going to take a long time. And right now we need sensible, common sense folks who are controlling the policies there. Cedric Richmond will do a wonderful job in the White House. I'm looking forward to working with him and with President-elect Joe Biden, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. And this purity test that too many people are wanting to impose, whether it's people on the far right or the far left, is crazy. The vast majority of the American people are bunched somewhere near the center of the political spectrum. And by God, they need a voice too.
Would you consider a spot in the Biden administration, if asked?
I am very happy right here in Louisiana. I was just reelected last year. I am happy where I'm at. We've got a lot of really important work to do as we continue to respond to COVID. I had 3 hurricanes hit Louisiana this year. We've got a lot of recovery that we have to take care of, and I'm not asking for anything. Don't expect anything to come my way from the Biden administration.
John Bel Edwards, Governor of Louisiana, thank you very much for your time today.
Peter, thank you so much. Appreciate it.